Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when you walked the earth, your humility obscures your kingship. Your meekness confused the arrogant, hindering them from grasping your purpose. Your nobleness attending to the destitute. Teach us to model after your eminence, to subject our human nature to humility. Grant us with a natural inclination to never view ourselves greater than anyone. Banish all lingering sparks of self-importance that could even remotely elevate us to be greater than you in our own minds. Let our hearts always imitate your humility. Amen. When was the last time you said to yourself, I really want to go to a desolate place, a barren, empty and desolate place, a lonely place, a place without water, a place that is wild and risky, a place where everything might or anything might happen, a place where if you get lost, they might not find you. My guess is that nobody wants to go to a place, to that place, and yet, funnily enough, we've all been there. My guess is that that's exactly where Jesus has gone in today's gospel. He got up early, while it was still very dark, and left the security of the house to go to this deserted place, this wilderness place. This is not a national park kind of wilderness, with park rangers and information points and a free map, a porta potty in a gift shop. It's not a holiday cabin in the woods kind of place. It's not an escape from the busyness and hassles of life. And it's not a weekend retreat in the beauty of nature kind of place. The last time Jesus was in this deserted place, he was driven there by the Spirit. He was among the wild beasts. He was hungry. He was tempted by Satan. It seems like once would have been enough. Been there, done that. And yet, throughout the gospel, we are told Jesus often went to the wild and deserted place. What do you make of that? Why did he go there? Did he go to pray? Maybe. Why couldn't he pray in the house? I do, don't you? Did he go there to have some time alone? Maybe. But Mark says it was so early in the morning, it was still very dark. The others were probably still asleep and would not disturb him. Did he go there to be with God? Maybe. But hadn't God already shown up and filled the house when Peter's mother-in-law was raised from the bed and the fever left her? Do we really think God could be found only in certain places? Is God more present in this church than in your home? No, of course not. I think there is something else going on. Here's what I wonder. What if the deserted place isn't so much a place or location, but it is an experience? What if the deserted place isn't a landscape outsiders, but a landscape within us? What if we don't all go to the deserted place, but we all go through the deserted place? Most of us don't choose the deserted and wilderness places of life. We don't have to, because actually they do come to us. The deserted places come to us as losses, griefs and sorrows, struggles and failures, breakups and breakdowns. It's the feeling of deep loneliness and despair. It's not knowing whether you'll go through the day or whether you'll even want to. It's those times when meaning and purpose are in short supply. When we're forced to take a second look at ourselves. Ask a better question or reconsider what really matters. Sometimes the deserted place is one of boredom and restlessness, feeling lost and confused, wondering if this is all there is to life. The deserted place might be our marriage, parenting, or work. It's those times when we are overwhelmed and powerless. It's chaos, busyness, and exhaustion that leave us feeling disconnected from ourselves and, of course, one another and God. It's the circumstances that cause us to wonder who we really are and what our life is really about. The deserted place that's hold before us, life's changes we neither wanted nor asked for. The death of a loved one, a lost opportunity, a shattered dream. It's the place in which we face up to ourselves and the truth of our life. Things done and things left undone. Who are we and who are we not? It's all those in between places of life where that was is no longer and what will be is not yet. It's standing on the threshold of the threshold and not knowing. I don't know why Jesus left the house and went to the dark place, but it clearly demonstrates through his own humanity and humility that he was going through the same things that we all go through. I don't know what happened to him or what he experienced that morning, but that Jesus went to that place asks a question of us. Are you and I willing to get up and go and sit in our dark, deserted place? There are 1,000 different ways in which we experience the deserted place. And I wonder what is your deserted place or what your deserted place is today. What parts of your life are dry, barren, empty and desolate? What does that feel like? What does it bring up in you? What wilderness has come upon you? And what are you doing with it? Are you meeting it or are you avoiding it? Whether we go to the deserted place or it comes to us, it's never an easy place. But I think it's always a place from which a message of life and good news comes. It's from the dark, deserted place in this morning's gospel that Jesus will go to the neighbouring towns so that he may proclaim the message there also. And likewise, we can go from our dark place and proclaim the message about where we live and around and about the towns and places that we live. Before that, Jesus emerged from the wilderness of wild beasts and temptations saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." That's Mark 1, verse 15. And before that, John the Baptist was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Before him, it was Isaiah. And before that, the deserted wilderness place was the path the Israelites followed to the promised land. New life arises from the deserted and empty places. The good news of Christ comes in the wilderness of life. Whatever your deserted place might be today, there is that message of life and good news. In the wilderness of exile, God speaks a message of coming home. In the wilderness of broken relationships, God speaks a message of reconciliation to us all. In the wilderness of self-criticism, self-hatred, self-destruction, God speaks a message of love to us all. In the wilderness of scarcity, God speaks a message of generosity and abundance. In the wilderness of sin and guilt, God speaks a message of mercy and forgiveness. In the wilderness of loss and sorrow, God speaks a message of healing and joy. In the wilderness of death, God speaks a message of more life. All these things Jesus, in his own humanity, experienced and felt, just as we do. What is the message you most need to hear today? Go to your deserted place and listen. It is speaking to you. It has a word for you. It might just not be as empty and barren as you first thought. Amen.